We are on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, on the top of the Amud. The Gemara says as follows: Reisha Baal Gomel Chayiv. The Reisha, the Baal Gomel is Chayiv. We're there speaking about that the Pishton entered the Chanoyis. And it became nidlak ayyidei the ne'er shebeseicha chanus. So the Baal Gomel is chayiv leiboyi lei laafushei betina. He shouldn't have put so much pishton on his gomel that when it walks in the, while it's walking, the pishton enters the chanus. And it becomes ignited by the air of the Balachanus. Seife chen v'nichayev lo'iboy le'ilanuchi ne'roi ma'abloi. Should not have left his ne'er outside, because leaving a ne'er outside, so the, even though the gemalim are not so ungeladen with pishton, they have normal masois, but they're flammable. So by leaving a ner outside, so the bala chanus is chayiv. What does Rashi say? Lafushi gmale b'teino. He should not have in marbe to be toyin on his gomol pishton. Hachetikoneis l'seicha chanus. That there was so much pishton on the gomel that it entered the chanutz. Let us see Taisnitz. Reisha bal gomel chayiv. Taisnitz amir de kekasha. This has nothing to do to the sugya. We learned the baraisa. The baraisa says, gomel ton pishton vovo b'shusarab. Nichnes pishtone l'seicha chanus, v'dolke b'neire sholchem v'ni, vidlike sabire malgom olchayim. Hini yechem v'ni nere mibachutz, eschem v'ni chayim. So, we had a problem. Why is the balgom olchayim, according to Resh Lakish, it's not the eish of the Balagomo, the age of the Chembeni. That was the Kashas. Why is he Chayev on the Bire? So he made an Akimte, B'misach Sechas, called a Bire Kulo. Chayev is, it's considered like Shlip Shalel. The Pishton that the Gomel is carrying is Mechuba to the Gomel, and it's Kilo, the Gomel is Mazik Begufay. That was a technical problem. Why the Balagomel is chayiv, it's not the eish of the Balagomel. But the difference between the reish and the seife, for example, according to Rabbi Yechon, we don't have a problem, ishem ishem chitzo. So that is zicher pshat in the Mishneh, the Baraita. Then the reish, there was a pshia mitzad the Balagomel of putting too much pishton on the gomel that it enters into the chanus. The seife, there's a pshia on the chemveni for leaving the ner outside. So why did the Gemara find it necessary after we said pshat according to Resh Lakish? Now we're going to explain the difference between the resh and the seife. This we always know. This was according to Rabbi Yechanan also. So this whole Gemara is superfluous. That is Taisvus Kash. Afagav, the Mikora Nami have a time the Reisha v'Seifa Ochi. Reisha was, he put on too much Pishtim on the Gomon, the Seifa, he shouldn't leave on there in the Rishusarab. So Taisvus says, no, there's a tremendous difference. The Mikela, the Mikora, Hoya, Tam, Moshet Yaisa. The beginning, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very easily understood. Lamando Maishim Mishamchitza the Mishay Balagomo Al Tchilas Hadlokas Apishtan. The Balagomal is high about Hilas had locus a pishn, the afalpi sheish aileches maatma aide ruach mitsuyim. That means that that what the pishtan was madlik the bire, Pashtaitzach, he had too much pishtan, shouldn't have entered the chanus, but now that, so this is all very understandable. This is a matzah that's allowed to occur. That if you have a gomel that is carrying pishton and is passing by buildings, so it's very allowed that the building will catch on fire. And this is chitz of the gomel. All you need is a ruach metzuyah to make that the building should catch on fire. So this is poshut. Avol lamandom mishum ba'mayinai, v'loy mechayiv ele al shemesachseches abira. He's only chayiv if the gomel is standing there and is burning the bira, and the bira is singeing the whole bira. Ubaze loy poshe kol kach. So he wasn't a poshe. That means if the bire will catch on fire, he's not chayiv. Ishe mishum b'moynoi. This is not the moment of the balagomo. So he's not called a poshe whatsoever. Ubaze loy poshe kol kach. Shleiro hadleike at she'om de samach lebira. When he saw that he has to, that something is going wrong. This only first occurred when he saw the gomel standing right in front of the bira. And when he noticed this, ba'oz lehoye yochel lesalko, and then he couldn't get her away, fish omda lahatol meimel. So memele, so this whole scenario is a milsa de loy shriche, that this should occur, that the behemoth should be standing there, and God, when it's standing there, he'll be matel meimeo, and he won't be able to take it away. So he should be chayev for such a thing. That's a big chiddush. Lekach utzrach leforish dafelochi chayev. The loy boy lay lafushi betine. He should not have put on a lot of pishton on his gomu. The have lay lasuke adaita kshetikones pishtoni lesoichanus vetadlik bener. He should have realized this could occur. Vetamoid lahatl meimel layuchal lesalka mishon. He should realize that this could occur. So therefore, we're not saying that he's an onus, that when he noticed it, he tried to move the camel away, and then it was, wanted to stand there, big lahatul meimel. No, this is something that he should have realized that could occur, and therefore, so he's called a pesheya, and being mapish, the pishton on his gomel. That's the chiddush, filo according to Reish Lakish, and according to Abiyachan, and the pshiya is much more understandable. Toshma, zok the gemara vaita, hamadlik es hagodish. A person was madlik hagodish, bohoyo gdi kofos loy. There was a gdi tied to the godish. The eved samochloi. There was an eved next to the godish. The nisraf imai. And everything got burnt. The eved got burnt. The gdi got burnt. The godish got burnt. Chayev. So the madlik is chayiv on the gdi and the godish. Let us see what Rashi says. Bohoye gdi kofas loy le godish. The gdi was tied to the godish. The eved samach loy le godish. The eved was near the godish. The nisraf imay chayiv agdi va godish. So he's chayiv to pay on the gdi and the godish. Even though the Eved was also killed from this Sreife, fi she'ein loy din mise b'shvil ha'Eved, shehoye loy levroyach. The Eved should have run away. The Eved wasn't kofos, the Eved wasn't tied. Was samach loy, she should have run away. So that what the Eved got killed, that's mitoich the pshiyas ha'eved, not because of the hadloke of the madlik. So memele, there's no chiyav mise, and because of the mise ha'eved. So we cannot say kimle b'darab menei. So therefore, he's chayiv to pay for the hezekis that he caused, which is the sreifas hagdi and the sreifas hagodish. That's the first case. What is Eved kofosloi ugdi samachloi? What is if the scenario was the opposite? The Eved was tied to the Godish. The Eved could not run away. Ugdi samachloi, and there was a gdi that was not tied. Venisrafimoi, and the Eved was burnt, the Gdi was burnt, the Godish was burnt. Potter, so then he's potter to pay for the Gdi and the Godish. Let us see Rashi. Eved kofosloi, ugdi samachloi, venisrafai imai potter agdi va'agodish, de kiomlei b'derabaminei. Because there's a klal of kamle b'darabmenei, shahoyreg ha'eved nerak. A person kills an eved knani, so he's chayev misa, dirsi nokeim yinokeim. Im yoyim ha'yemayim yukam as lo yinokeim. But like this, even the odain hits the eved, so he's chayev al tzritziche. Bahai the nokat gdi. Now Rashi is a kasha. So lechere, the difference between the reisha and the seife is, the reisha, the eved was samuch, so I'm not considered a reitzeach on the eved, the eved could have readily run away. The seife, the eved was kofus, so therefore I'm a reitzeach on the eved, so you say, kim lebe darab menei. Now, the Tane mentioned when he said over the case, he said over a case that there were two Ezekis. There was a Godish that was burned, there was a Gdi that was burned, and am I chayiv to pay on these Ezekis is dependent. If the Zedin Kimle B'Darabnei on the Eved, I'm Potter, if there's not in Kimle B'Darabnei, I'm chayiv. Fine. So why do you have to have two Ezekis? Talk about a Godish. Why do you have to talk about it was a Gdi and a Godish? I mean, why do we have to have that there were two Ezekis? The Ike is coming to tell us, by Eved Somoch, there's no din Kimleb Darabnei, by Eved Kofos, there is Kimleb Darabnei. Why do you have to mention there's a Gdi that was burnt, there was an Eved, there was a Godish that was burnt? That's Rashi's Kash. Vahai the knockout Gdi, Mishum the makminen lekt kamon bigdi dechad ve'eved dechad. Later the Gemara is going to say is a chiddush. Perhaps in Tosfos will try a little to appreciate the chiddush that there's a svara to say kimlei b'derabe minei was only said if there's a chiyuv mise and mamain to the same person. So pshat is that he's getting killed because of this person. He owes money to this person. So then there's a klal. You give him the chomo de ka'inish, and he doesn't have to pay the smaller einish. You give him the einish misa, doesn't have to pay the mammon. So there's a svara to say this is only applicable if the chiyuv misa and the mammon is to the same person. So he gets the chomo de ka'inish. But if there's a chiyuv misa to one adin, and there's a chiyuv mammon to a second person, so then there'd be a svara to say, why should the second person lose out if he's chayiv misa to someone else? To me, he's only chayiv mamon. Why the chayiv misa to, because of burning Reuven's eved, why should Shimon be denied the opportunity to mum the hezek for his gedi that was burnt? We'll see this later in the sugya. There's such a svara. So that is why the Tanna mentioned the gdi, v'hai de nokat gdi, mishum de mekmina lekamon bigdi dechad ve'eved dechad. The gdi belongs to one person, the eved belongs to a second person, v'afal pikein, there's a din of kim lebe derab minay. So what kind of a teretz is this? So make the same scenario. The eved belonged to one and the godish belonged to another odin. Right? Again, why do you need to have to speak about a gdi? So Rashi says, the begodish veved lekolok miachi. You can't say that the godish belonged to one person and the eved belonged to another person. The urche de milse lishdurei inish avdei lishma gedishai. What is the eved doing? He's being tied to the godish. So because we want the eved to watch the godish. So memele, so it's mistava that the eved and the godish belong to the same owner. So this chiddish, that we say kimlei b'derabinei by misa lechad umomen lechad, it can only be niskayim if we have a gdi here. So the gdi can belong to a different person. Fine. So first Rashi came to explain why the Tana held it necessary to speak about a gdi, because he wants to tell us the chiddush misa lachad, the moment lachad, there's also a loch of kimle b'darabinei. Ba'aydi dinokat gabi eved kofus v'samuch. By eved, we hear two cases. The first case is speaking about that the eved was samuch, he was not tied, and therefore there's no din of kimlei b'derabinei. Noket gabi gdi kofos v'samuch. The second case, it's kofos, so there's a din kimlei b'derabinei. So since by the eved, he had to speak about these two cases, by samuch, there's no din of kimlei b'derabinei. By kofos, this is a din of kimlei b'derabinei. Is noket gabi gdi kofos v'samuch. So when he spoke about the gdi, he also wanted to mention two cases. The av al gav the bigdi. So Rashi says, even though by a gdi there's no difference between kofos or samuch, the bigdi ein loyma hoya loy levroyach. By a gdi, there's no svara to say, I'm potter on the gdi, should have run away. Shrei ein by das, because a gdi doesn't have seichel. Now, a gdi doesn't have seichel, so a gdi samuch, I'd also be chayiv. And the sefer that it says, I'm potter on the gdi, is as kim lebe der abnei, I'm potter. Not because by an eved. An eved is a bardas. So then I say, I'm potter on the eved. But a gdi, there's no difference if it's samach or kafis. The samach namichai, we mean sherei ein boidas, we mean kafis be samach namichai. Kedamrinen b'shilei pilken shayroi kemamaynai. So before we see this gemara, what Rashi brings down, Rashi is saying as follows. Theoretically, he could have said in both cases, Gdi Samuch. Because even though the Gdi is Samuch, a Gdi is a Lav Bardas, so it doesn't have the intelligence to run away. If a cat gets petrified, it stays there. So it should have said samuch in both cases. And the reisha yechayiv on the gdi, even though the gdi was not tied. By us it says that the gdi was kofos, but it's not necessary. In the sefer it says samuch. It could have said samuch by both. But Rashi says, but since by eved, there we have it, differentiate between kofos and samuch. Kofos, there's a din of kimle b'derabmenei, the eved could not run away. Samuch, there's no din of kimle b'derabmenei, because the eved could run away. So since by eved he had to speak about these two cases, so by gdi he also spoke about these two cases. But by gdi, it's leimala v'leimoyred that it is kofos, afilu samuch is also equivalent to kafos, kedamrinen b'shilei pirken shayroi kemomaynai. Now let us just see this gemara that Rashi brings down. Let us see daf chav zayin amed aleph. We'll just learn a shtikel gemara to understand how Rashi learned pshat in the gemara. The Gemara is, if we'll see, by the small ches of the Ein Mishpat, for Omar Rabbe, it's around the 10 lines from, to when the Perik ends, when Ketzer the Regal ends, 10 lines up. For Omar Rabbe, hiniach loy gacheles al liba. A person took a hot coal, and he put it on the lathe. Reuven takes a hot coal and puts it on the lathe of Shimon. Now, what's going to happen is going to happen as follows. If Shimon doesn't do anything, Shimon is going to die. The coal is going to burn deep enough until it kills him. Shimon has an eitzah. He can take it off. He niach loy gacheles aliboy umeis, and Shimon did not take it off. Shimon died. Potter. So Reuven is Potter. Zot Rashi, Aliboy umeis Potter, shoyeloy lesalko. That means, I put a gacheles. The normal reaction of a person is, if he has a burning coal on him, he pushes it off. He doesn't leave it there. So memele, so it's not called I did a meiser retzicha. I put a call on you. The normal reaction is you push it off. You didn't push it off, so pshat is you killed yourself. I'm not a retzayach. Fine. That is case number one. Al bigdoy v'nisra. What is if he put a hot coal, a glowing coal on Shimon's baguette? V'nisra chayiv. Zok Rashi, the hodoloi silko, afilu the bailam is there, but the bailam is wearing the baguette, the hodoloi silke sovat finalei bedine viifralei fakertal. Why should I take it off? I don't have any pain. He put it on, let it burn, and he'll pay for it, he'll pay for the baguette. So memele, so when it comes to retziches atzmai, when I'm killing someone, it's called, I'm not a retzeich. You killed yourself. That's a normal reaction. I put a gechelet, she pushed it off. I put it on your baguette, so then Don't expect that I'll push it off. I can't. You put it there, you buy me a new bag. That is the beginning of the sugya. Now let's go till four lines, till the end of the perek. Boi rabbe, heiniach gecheles aleiv avdoi mahu. What happens if there was an Eved Kenani and he put a gecheles aleiv avdoi mahu, and the Eved did not take off the gecheles, and the Eved died? Ki gufay domi, oy ki mamayne domi. Is this like gufay or like mamayne? Zekdrashe. Okay, I'll say a little further. So do we say that it's not the responsibility of the meniach? He should have taken it off. Avalei desluke. Oy ki mamayne domi. But this is like the mamon. The din is, should he pay the owner of the eved? Should he pay the owner of the eved? L'chayre, I was mazik your eved. Is there a taina havale l'sluke? When I'm not called a mazik, it's called your eved was mazik you. So the Gemara says, "Im timtza loyme ke gufay domi," it's like gufay, and this meniach can come with a taine that I'm, you know, your eved killed himself. I didn't kill him because by putting a gecheles on the eved should have taken it off. That's a normal action by holding it on till he died. So it's called he killed himself. I'm not responsible. What's the din if I put it on your shayr? And also, the shayr left it there, and the shayr got killed. Zot Rashi, avdei kegufay domi. V'miniach odom gelcheles aleiv avdei pota, shoho yoloi levid lesalk. It's not considered I killed your eved. I putting a gecheles on an eved, the normal reaction is the eved would throw it away. Push it away. The eved left it there and let himself get killed. The eved killed himself. I'm not the reiteya, I'm not the mazik. Shoyroi kimamoinoi, Shein by dasless alcohol. If I put a gacheles on a shir, the shir gets frustrated, the shir doesn't know what to do, the shir is a la badas. So memela, the gacheles is going to remain there. So it's called, I was mazik your mamin, and therefore I'm a chuyiv to pay. So here Rashi had enough in the Gemara. She'ein boy das l'salko. A she does not have das to protect himself. There could be a glowing coal on the she. The she will not know what to do. So memele, so the one who put the gecheles on the she, it's called, he killed the she. So memele, so Rashi says, so who adin yev agdi samoch loy. He also doesn't know what to do. It sees a fire. He's allowed by das to run away. So he stays and he gets burnt. So Meila Sarashi says, so Meikar Adin, the Beraisa could have mentioned both cases, Gdi Samochloi, but since by Eved he mentioned one Samochloi, one Kofosloi, so he said the same thing by Gdi. Fine. So now we know pshat in the Baraisa. The reish of the Baraisa, is telling us that he's chayiv on the Gdi and the Godish because there's no chayiv misa on the Eved because hoyeloi lebroyach was Eved samachloi. The Sefer, he's potter an de Gdi and the Godish as Kimlei B'darab Menei, because he killed the Eved. Fragt die Gemorre, Bishloime Laman Da'oma Ishei Mishum Chitzov Mishum Hochi Pota. If you're Ishei Mishum Chitzov, that means that the Eish that starts going from the Mokim Hadloke, it goes by itself, it's Heilach Me'alev, it's considered Chitzov, it's considered Koichoi, it's considered the Maisei Hamadlik. So Memele, Mishum Hochi Potter. So that's why he's Potter and everything. Because there's a din of Kimloi B'darabbe Minei. That Lokas Ha'esh is a Maiser Retziche. How is there a Maiser Retziche? Because Ishe Mishum Chitzo. Whatever happens with his Adloke, the Hiloch Me'eleo is where Me'achas it Ke'ilu, he did it. We attribute the Hiluch to the Madlik. So Memele, so the Sefer is Gevaldik. So he's Chayiv, Misa on the Ebed, so Memele is Pota on the Gdi and the Godish. Elo lemandi omar ishay mishum mamaynai. But according to Reish Lakish, ishay mishum mamaynai, amai Pota. Why is he Potter? That means his Ilu Kotel Turei Avda, if his Shayer would kill an Eved, Ochinami Deloy Mechayev, he wouldn't be Chayev. According to Reish Lakish, that what the Eish burned the Eved, it's not I burned the Eved, it's not considered that I'm a Retzayach, Ishe Mishum Amoynoi. My mommen burnt the Eved. No, if my mommen burnt an Eved, Ochinami deloy mechaye. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, im koto turei avdo, Ochinami deloy lechaye, he's not chaye. Momen is not chayiv momen. Oksiv, kesev, shloishim, shkolim, yitain, ladoino. Now, I'd like to say over how the Peisvis do not understand Rashi, or do not understand Rashi the way I'm saying over. Peisvis is chaylik on Rashi. We'll see Peisvis soon. But I'd like to say Pshat in Rashi, like the Briske Rov in Hilchis, in Hilchis Chetziche, says Pshat in this Rashi. He says as follows. Just let's give a shtickle hagdome. There's a whole sugya further. A shayer that kills an eved is a knas of shloishim shel eved. But there's a whole seder in this knas. When the shayer is beskile, when you kill the shayer, then you pay shloishim shel eved. That's the din of Koifer, that's the din of Shloishim Shaleved. What if the Sher was Shalei Bekavonim? The Sher accidentally killed someone, but it was Shalei Bekavonim. Then the Sher is not Beskila, then there's no din Koifer, then there's no din Shloishim Shaleved. There's a whole sugya further, maybe then Yechayiv Domin. You have to pay how much the Eved is worth. This whole parish is not kasher beskila. So we have a case that asher, if it doesn't have the tnoyim of asher beskila, is a chiyev tashlume moment. And there's a whole sugi over there by Eish also. So the Brisker Rav says, the Gemara is asking a kasha as follows, according to Rashi. According to Resh Lakish, he was Madlik Anesh, Ishay Meshumba Moinai. So if this Eish went and burnt an Eved, he should be Chayiv Momin to the Bala Eved. Here it says in the Sefer, Eved Kofosloi, he's Potter for everything, he's Potter for the Gdi, he's Potter for the Godish, he's Potter for the Eved, because it's a Din Kimlai B'darabmenei. The Gemara is asking if you hold Ishe Mishum Mamaynei, there's no Kimlai B'darabmenei, because there's no Chiyav Misa, we consider like his Shoyer killed the Eved, so he should be Chayiv Momin to the Baal, he should be Chayiv Afilu for the Eved. He should be Chayiv Afilu to pay for the Eved. And that's what Rashi is saying, Och Nami Im Kotol Ture Yavde, Och Nami Deloy Lachayiv Momin. So this Eish, I don't have the Gzeiris HaKosov of Sher Beskile, we're talking about this Eish is Mamoinoi, there's no Sher Beskile, so Eish is Mechayiv Momin. Hoksiv Kesev Shloishim Shkolem Yitein Ladoinem. Now, Rashi brings a Raya from Kesev Shloishim Shkolem. So, it would seem Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Now, Pshat and Rashi is, maybe you'll answer me, that just like when a person kills an Eved, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumim als Kimlei B'Darab Mevinei, so maybe when my Sher kills an Eved, or my Momin kills an Eved, there's also no Chiyuv Tashlumim because of Kimlei B'Darab Mevinei. Now that's a modern Kimlei B'Darab Mevinei. That means what's Kimlei B'Darab Mevinei? My Sher did something, she said Kimlei B'Darab Mevinei. But the Emerson, the Mishnah holds this for a Chiddush. There's a Mishnah in Daf Lamed Dalad Amud Beis. The Mishnah in Daf Lamed Dalad Amud Beis says as follows. Yesh Chayev al Maisei Shoiroi Upotar al Maisei Atzmoi. A person is Chayev and Maisei Shoyre, and Spotar and Maisei Atzma. And let's see, there are two cases that the Mishnah mentions. Shoyre Shechoval Ba'oviv Ube'imoi, Chayiv. He owns a Shoyre, and the Shoyre was Chayvul Oviv Ve'imoi, so he's Chayiv. The owner of the Shoyre is Chayiv to pay Oviv Ve'imoi. V'hu Shechoval Ba'oviv Ve'imoi, Potar. If he was chayvul aviv, he was potter. It's kimlei b'darab menei. Shoyre shehidlik es hagodesh b'shabes chayiv. V'hu shehidlik es hagodesh b'shabes potter. Neishem is chayiv b'nafshe. Now, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that the same pe'ula, if the shoyre did it, I'm responsible. If I did it, I'm potter. It's kimlei b'darab menei. So let's talk about the first case. Shoyrei shechoval ba'ovi ve'imoi. Really, there'd be a svara to say, all the time when my shoyre is mazik, why am I mechuyev to pay? Because I'm responsible for the actions of my shoyre. Shmiros nolecho, we said once a svara that the bala shoyre is considered the mazik. You are mesaviv the hezik. So there'd be a svara to say, if my shoyr was chayvul ba'ovi ve'imoi, so I was misaviv that oviv should be nechbal. Oviv was nechbal through me. Perhaps you also say kibleh b'darab minei. that Fakert, I was Mesaviv, that they should be Nechbal. Just like I pay for that, so maybe you should say Kimle B'Darabmanei also. That this is a Pu'ule that is Chayiv Misa. Or perhaps say it's not worse than Chayiv Misa Shoigigim, which is Potter. So the Mishnah held it for a Chiddush. The Mishnah said, no, that even though I was a Pesheya B'Maisa Shoigoy, even though I was a Pesheya B'Maisa Shoigoy, Afal Pikein, there's no concept of Kimle B'Darab Mimnei. So therefore, Shoigoy Shechoval, I'm Chayiv, Hu shechaval is potat kimle b'darab mene. So b'emesin, this is what Rashi is telling us over here. Rashi is telling us, if you hold ishay mishum ma'moinoi, so if my eish killed an eved, I should pay momin. And Rashi says, you'll tell me maybe there's also a concept of Kimlei B'Darab Mimnei, if my momin was Mazik Ayedei Pshiyosi. So Memele, so Rashi says, no. Hoksiv Kesev Shloishim Shtolim Yitein Ladoinov. You'll have this kasha by every Shloishim Shalevet. Why is the Odein Chayiv? Let's say since he was Mesavib, that his shoyer killed the eved, aydei shmirosoi. So let's say kimle b'darabne. We don't say that. And we say that if his shoyer killed an eved, he's mechuyiv to pay. So therefore, ikotal toire avdei, so hochinamidele lechayiv, why isn't he chayiv momen? If you hold ishay mishum mamaynoi, so the one who was madlik the eish should, the Mishnah it says by eved, the Bryce, the Mishnah it says if the, it was an eved kofus, so the baal ha'eish is potter to pay for the eved, he's potter to pay for the gdi, he's potter to pay for the godish. So the Gemara says if you're the ishim ishim amayne, you should be mechayiv to pay for everything. Even for the eved, he should be chayiv to pay. Because it was momen shehizik as her eved. And by momen shehizik, there's no din of kimle b'darabmanei, so he should be mechayiv momen to the baal ha'eved. Not shloishim shalevet. Shloishim shalevet is a special din in shayr. But al kaponim, let him pay momen. Just like we say shayr shaloi b'kavoneh, there's no din of Kaifer or Shloshim Shlevet, but there's a, the Sfori you pay domim. So we have here a problem. According to Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish holds Ishay Mishum Mamaynai, so the safe of the Mishnah is Shrek Lashver. Here it says everyone is Potter. And the Pashtis, the Ptur is Alts Kimlei B'Darab Minei. There's no Kimlei B'Darab Minei over here. It's Mamaynoi Sheheimis Vehizik. She should be chayiv to pay for everything, for the Eved, and for the Gdi, and for the Godish. That's the Gemara's Kash and Reish Lakish. Omer Lecho Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, Ochib Mayaskinik Shehitzis Begufei Shalevet. We're speaking about, it's not speaking about that he was Madlik and Eish, and the Eish went, and there was Heulich, and then when it caught on to the Eved, and that's how the Eved died. In such a case, he's takechai for everything. That's Ishay Mishum Mamaynai. That's equivalent like Isher was Mazi. Now, here we're speaking about that he stood next to the Eved, and he burnt the Eved by a dime. He's a Reitzeyach. Shehitzis beguf Ishal Eved. No, this is a Maiser Reitzeyche. This is not an eish shaholach me'elov. This is an eish that he's standing there with the eish and burning the abed. So me'mele there, this is a ma'aser etziche. So the kamlei b'darab minei. So there's a din kamlei b'darab minei. That is the chiddush. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah, of the seif of the Mishnah. Fragt die Gemara, I hochi meile memre? So what's the chiddish? Bishloima, korin te Rabbi Yochanan, telling us, Amoyedike chiddish, ishe mishum chitzo, we consider the madlika eish ki ilu was horag biyodayim esheve, and memele, there's a din of kimle vidarabne. But according to Reish Lakish, you're making an akimte here that it is speaking about that hitzis begufa ishalevet. So this is a poshit din of kimle vidarabne. So why do I need the Mishnah to tell me this? So this is what Rashi had told us before. He wants to tell us a chiddush in Kimle b'derab minei, that even though the Eved belongs to one other, so memele the chi of Misa is for killing his Eved, and the gdi belongs to another Bailim, so the chi of Momin is to a second Bailim, which to this Bailam, there's no chi of Misa. I'm not mechuyev Misa for your moment. I'm only mechuyev to Reuven for killing his Eved, and I'm mechuyev to Shimon for killing the Gdi. And that's the chiddush that you say, kimlei b'drabnei by Misa lachad u'momen lachad. Let us see Rashi, shehitzis begufei shalabet, This is not called chitzel. This is called mamish. This is arige biyadai. So the Gemara says, so it's pshita, maila membre. So the Gemara says that begdi dechad va'avde dechad. Ve'itzach lashmina, da'af al gav, de'ein chayiv mise bishvil agdi. The chi of Misa is not because of the Gdi. The chi of Misa is because of the Eved who belongs to something else, to someone else. Mavsid Balagdi. Afal Pikein, the Balagdi loses. There's a din kibble b'darabne by moment dechad or Misa dechad. Let us see Taisvis. V'hoyo Gdi kofos loy. So Rashi had learned Pshat, that there's no difference by Gdi if it's Kofos and Somoch, a Beheime Ein Leidas. Really, it could have said, by both cases, Somoch, but since by Eved it said Kofos and Somoch, so it said by Gdi also Kofos for Somoch. Tema, Fakos is beautiful. You don't want to differentiate between Gdi and Eved, so you say kofos and samuch, but the lisni bereisha gdi ve'eved samuch, or beseifa gdi ve'eved kofos tava revuset feif. Ektaisus amir de kikash. That means in the reisha that you're chayiv on the eved. Tell me a big chiddush that you're chayiv, even though the reisha says you're chayiv on the gdi. I mean, the Reisha says Yechayv on the Gdi, so tell me a big Kiddush, even though the Gdi was Samuch, the Gdi could have run away, but Abay Me'ein Leidas, so Me'meil, I'm Chayv on the Gdi, even the Gdi could have run away. The Sefer that says I'm Pot on the Gdi, say I'm Pot on the Gdi, even though the Gdi couldn't run away, I'm still Pot on the Gdi, it's Kimlei B'darabnei. So you could say Samuch and Kofos by the Gdi, but say it Boifen Shel Revuse. Say Samuch and the Tzad Chiyuk, and say Kofos and the Tzad Ptur, and then each one is a Chiddush. Teime, the Lisni Bereisha Gdi Ve'evet Samuch, who beseif a Gdi Ve'evet Kofos, to have a Revuse Tfei. This is Taisvus Kasha. And because of this kasha, upirish Rashbam, so the Rashbam is chilek and Rashi. Digdi nami hoyeloy levoyach. The reisha, you're chayiv on the gdi, you know why? Because the gdi is kofos. If the gdi would be samuch, so I'd be potter on the gdi. He should have ran away.
וגדי נמי היה לו לברך,
ורשע דקטוני גדי קופוס ועבד סמוך, דווקא בכי היגב נחייב. דווקא יחייב על דגדי, בקוס דגדי was קופוס, דגדי couldn't run away. ובספר גדי סמוך ועבד קופוס לוי. Now, the Sefer, we have a problem according to the Rashbam. The Sefer wants to tell us that you put her als kom lebe der Abmenei. Now, if you say, by G'di somo chavale levroyach, so then I don't need the tour of kom lebe der Abmenei. So the Rashbam says a whole new pshat in the Sefer. Ube Sefer, G'di somuch ve'evet kofos loy, is talking about two cases. Perish, oy evet kofos loy. That means it's speaking about G'di somuch loy, oy evet kofos loy. V'hochi pirushay. G'di somuch loy. The G'di somuch loy. Ve'evet, and what's the evet? So in the Sefer we say two cases. Case number one is that both were samuch. The Eved was samuch and the Gdi was samuch. Potter. Your potter. Why your potter? Af agav the loy komlei b'derab b'nei. There's no din komlei b'derab b'nei because the Eved could have run away. Bishum dahoyu leila vroyach, because the Gdi should also run away. So the Sefer Gdi samuch loy is speaking about Gdi ve'eved samuch loy. Both of them are samuch loy. And the Ptur is because they both could have run away. That's the first case of the Sefer. Then it says ve'eved kofos loy. Ugdi, and what's the case of the Gdi? K'may kain kofos, k'may shama bereshe. He tells us one case, and the other one is like the reshe. K'may shama bereshe, so then it's potter. Af al gav, the loy hoya loy livroyach, the kim loy b'derabah b'neim. So the Rashbam learns pshat. First of all, the Rashbam says, achidush, that an Eved also could have run away, and therefore if the Eved was possible to run away, I'm potter. And the Rashbam says the Seif is talking about two cases. Eved, Samuch, and Gdi Samuch, you're potter because both could have run away. Eved, Kofus, Gdi Kofus, you're potter, that's Kimlei B'derab Minei. So in both cases, you're potter. One case, you're potter because both of them could have run away. In one case, you're potter because none of them could have run away, so there's a din of kimlei b'derabnei. But there's a meiridike kasha that the Maram Shif asks. It says in the Sefer, G'di samuch ve'evet samuch you're potter. Then it says, Eved kofos, Gdi kofos, yepota. Both cases, yepota. What's with the Godish? So there's a big chilek. If it's Eved kofos, so you say, Kim lebe derab b'nei, so yepota and the Godish also. If in the first case, Gdi samuch ve'eved samuch, that says pota, yepota and the Eved, yepota and the Gdi, but yechayim and the Godish. So it's a pella. It says two cases, potter. Gdi samuch, you potter. Eved kofos, you potter. And shuldik, you can't make one kugel. These are two, they're two different turim. The first case of potter is speaking about your only potter and the eved in gdi, and your chayv on the godish. The second case, you potter on all three. So it's very modern. So the Maram Shiv says that the Rashbam learned Pshat. If we look, this is a Mishnah further, and Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Let's just look Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis for 1 minute.
דף סמך אלף עומד בייס, we'll have to see this Mishnah that human at side to side, because the Rabbi Natan brings down this Mishnah. So let us learn now the Mishnah, and we'll see what the Maram Shif says. The Mishnah has three bavas. Hamadlik es agodish, this is the second Mishnah in Samachalav Hamed Beis. Hamadlik es agodish, someone was madlik agodish, v'hoyu boy kelim, and there were kelim hidden in the godish, covered by the godish, v'dolku, and the kelim got burnt. So this is called tomo. That means this was not recognizable, was not begoli. These kelim, which were in the godish, were tomo. So we have amachloikis is eish chayiv an tomo. Rabbi Yehuda ima mishalem asher b'seicha. You pay for the kelim. V'chamim oimrim einem mishalem elegdish shalchitim oishal seyim. You only pay for the godish. You don't pay for the kelim because the kelim are tomo. Now let's jump down to the third case, and then we'll come back to the middle case. Umaydim chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda. The chachomim that say the chaylik Rabbi Yehuda, they say tamon es potter b'madlik es habire. If a person burnt down a house, shehu mishalim kol mashe b'seichai. There's no tour of tamon. There's a difference. If there was a keli covered by a godish, or if there was a wallet in a closet of a house, here you'll pay for the wallet. And even though you don't pay for the keli. Umaydim chachomim rab yudha b'madlik es habire shumishalim kol mashe b'soichosh kein derech b'nei odom loniach b'botim. The derech is there are wallets in houses. So that doesn't fall into the category of tamon. So we have the first bav of the Mishnah, we have a machlokes by a godish between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what the din is of tamon begodish. The last bav of the Mishnah is speaking about tamon in abire, and there everyone agrees you're chayiv and tamon, because there shekein derech mi'odam laniach bebotim. So now, the first case is speaking about you burnt a godish. There was tamon in the godish. The third case is speaking about you burnt a bira. Now let's look at the second case, which our Gemara brought down. Ho yagdi kofos loy, ve'evet samach loy, ve'nischafim loy, chayiv, evet kofos loy, di samach loy, nischafim loy pata. Zukta ma'aram shift at the Rashbam loim pshat in the second bov, we're not speaking about a godish. We're speaking about an eved in a gdi. We're not speaking about a godish at all. The first case is speaking about a godish. The second case is speaking about a gdi in an eved. The third case is speaking about a bire. We're not speaking about a godish. We're speaking, the second case is only speaking about a gdi and an eved. That's it. So memele, so we're speaking about a gdi and an eved. So a gedi and an eved, so if it's samach loy, he's potter because they both could have run away. If it's kafos, so he's potter because kim lebe darabmenei. These are the two cases. The second case is not at all speaking about a godish. Zokta marim shif, but our gemore said, Toshma Madlik is a godish for the kofos loy. So the Maamshir says, because the Gemara wanted to tell you, was speaking about a seifer. The Gemara couldn't have started hoyigdi kofos loy vevet somuch loy. It had to start, it was Madlik. So the Gemara brings down the ratio of the Mishnah, Madlik is a godish. But the Gemara is mekatza. Not that the Gemara means that the middle case is speaking about a godish. It just brings down that we should get into the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts a madlik as a godish. The middle bov is speaking about no godish. Just like the bottom bov is not speaking about a godish, it's speaking about a bire. So Memele, that's what the Maram Shif wants to say. So Memele, so then the Rashbam is very good. So the second bove, we're only speaking about a gdi and an eved. We're speaking about a gdi and an eved. So the gdi and eved. So if they're both samuch, is pota on both of them hoyle levroyach. If they're both kofus, so then is pota atzkim lebe the rabbinay. Vahu de soif pirke. Now Rashi brought a gemore. Shoyroi kemamoinoi. And Rashi learned pshat in that gemore means as follows. Shoyroi kemamoinoi means, and Rashi says, I put a gecheles on the shoyr, and the shoyr did not shake it off, so I'm chayiv because a shoyr is allowed bar das. So Tosha says, anshuldik, that is not pshat in the gemore further. The Gemara further that says, Avdoi ke gufoi, shoyroi ke mamoinei airi, be'eved v'sher kofus. The eved and the shoyr are tied up. They are unable to shake off the gachelas. Va'bailem oim demetzlom, and the bailem are standing there. Uchsheiniach ha-gacheles aleiv avdoi. That means they can do nothing. And the Bailam are standing there, and the Bailam sees exactly what I'm doing. And I put down a gecheles on the Eved, and on the shirt. The Bailam are standing there. So the din is as follows. Ich sheiniach a gecheles aleiv avdoi potter. If I put a gecheles aleiv avdoi, I'm potter. Shemechashiv beliboy. I'm under the impression I put a gecheles on Lev Avdecha, Miss Tommy will take it away. You let the Eved get burnt? He's your Eved. So memele, I'm not chayiv. I'm more the kechidish. That means even though the Eved can't help himself, but the Odin is standing there. I was batuach that the Odin will zicha take away the gecheles. So memele, I'm not called a reitzeach and a mazik on the Eved. V'lo yismoich at tashlumin. He won't rely on tashlumin. Uzicha, take it away. Avol shehiniach aleiv shoyroi. But if he was meniach aleiv shayrai, okay, we have to understand where is there tashlumin by an eved. If he's killing an eved, unless, I mean, it's a little modna, unless it's going that he, that ishem ishem mamaynai, and there's a chi of momenandesh. I don't know exactly claw the case. I swear there would be tashlumin. But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that I could assume that the Odin will zicha take off the gacheles. He won't let the Eved get burnt and then mon money from me. So memele, since I can assume this, so if the Odin didn't take it off, I'm potter. Avol sheiniach aleiv shoyre, eni choyshe shaldem lasira, fishi shalom loy demei shoyre. Because he's going to pay him demei shoyre. So al koponim, the Rashbam says there's no such gemore that says that a shoyre is alav bardas. The gemore that Rashi brings down is speaking about that they were unable, the Eved and the Sher were unable to take off the Gecheles, they were kfusim. That's the Rashbam's shot. Rabbi Netam Eforish. Rabbi Netam has a different mahalach, why it says, Samuch, in the Sefer, Gdi Samuch Loi, and it says kofus in the reisha. L'cheira, the Benetam holds like Rashi, that a sheir is a lav barbas. So l'cheira, when it says chayiv on the gdi, He should have said, Gdi samuch loy. Why does it say Gdi kofos loy? That's the kasha that Rashba has done Rashi. Rabbi Netanya first, it's the Gdi kofos, the chayiv. What's the chiddush? Say a bigger chiddush, even Gdi samuch is chayiv. So the Rabbi Netanya says something very interesting. Afagav the patrin and tom and beish. We part the tom and beish, the darshinam, because it says that a koma was burnt, a bundle of tulip. So the Gemara says, ma koma begoli, that whenever you pay by eish, it has to be similar to koma. The Torah gave a marshal of a koma. Ma koma begoli, af kol begoli, in tomon is potter. So you need, in order to be chayiv, when you're mazik with an eish, there has to be dumyid de koma. Bisalke daitach, the chol dobo, the lav uche hochi, lav ken komu. So I never have a meaning that not only are we memayit from koma tamun, we're memayit everything that is not rogel to occur. People don't tie up gdim. So I would think if he burnt a gdi kofus, eish is potter. Because it's not ulchei to tie up a gdi, so it's not dumi de koma. Besal kedai to the hold over the lav ulchei, hochi, lav ken komu, upota. Ugdi ain't darke liyes kofu. Besal kedai to the miftere. Ukamash melon, hash the bereishes of a kert. He's telling us a bigger chiddush in the reishes. That even though the gdi is kofos, and it's not uche to be kofos, the filohi chayiv, the sefer kamash melon, the af agav de somuchu, the havi ki uche, the spotter, because kim lebe the rabbi, the kach misnayu, so now the rabbi netam says, amir di kezach, now we'll understand the mishnah in akoinis, which the flow of the Mishnah is very, very unclear. Zuktaisus lakach misnahi mas nisen da kainus. Boso plukte de tomon drabiude verabono. We start off by telling us as machlekes is tomon chayva potter. Rabiude old tomon is chayv. Tomon potomon is potter. Then after that we say avaisa with gdi, and the Eved, Obosa hachbova de gdi kofes toni, umoidim chachom en ravida b'madli kabira shemisham koma shebesoicha, shkein der neod monich bebote. The Mishnah starts with Tomon, it ends with Tomon, in the middle he goes on a tangent, he's talking about an Eved and a gdi, which mamish has nothing to do with the beginning of the Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah. The hipsi katana b'hai bove. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's moiredik. The whole Mishnah is dealing with the limudim we learn out tum yede koma. There are limudim learn out from koma. The koma old by koma begoli of kol begoli. So tomon is potter. And then we tell us that a gdi kofos is chayiv. So for Kelso, the flow of the Mishnah is merely. If the katana by bovaki the vrishish, meaning the half of God, the lavuchi the gdi li is kofos. Kofos, chayiv. See, it's chayiv. Now, Taisvi says, let's skip this, because this we have to know the Gemara weiter, so we won't get into it now. But let's just skip two lines. And then, Olaperish Rabbeinu Tam v'Rashbam, according to Rabbeinu Tam v'Rashbam, Osi Shaper od Nokat Gdi, Ploy Nokat Kodesh. That means, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to tell us Ravuse that Gdi Kofos is Chayim. According to the Rashbam, he wants to tell us a revusa that a gdi samuch is chayiv. So memele, we had to talk about a gdi. It's not, we're not just telling a din of kimlei b'derabnei By Ebed Tzomach, you don't say Kimle B'Darabnei, by Ebed Kovas, you do say, the Gdi is coming to tell us Abazundar Echidish. They're telling us other Gdi Kofos is similar to Kome, or is coming to tell us that Gdi Samach is Chayev, Gdi Samach is Chayev, the Havalei Livroyach. I'm sorry, Gdi Samach is Potter, the Havalei Livroyach. That's according to Rabbi Tam Rashba. Ubekontres perish, Mishum de Maskinen, Rashi also had this problem. Why, how does a Gdi get involved in the Mishnah? We could have said the whole Mishnah with a Eved and a Godish. Eved Tzomoch, Eved Kofos. So Rashi said, Mishum de Maskinen, Begdi de Chad, Va'avde de Chad. Ustom Eved, Labala Godish, Shodom and Yech Avdoi, Lishme Gdishoi. Fine. So Memele, so that is why he wants to tell us the Chiddush of Di Dechad Ve'Eved Dechad, that's why he mentioned the Gdi. Well, the Peirushoi, but according to Rashi, we have a problem. So Rechloi Mahod the Porich Maile Memre. The Gemara asked Akashe and Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is speaking about Hitzis Beguf Eishalev. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, oh, it's coming to tell us, Eved Echad, Gdi Echad. Have a Motzi L'Meimah V'L'Taymech, Tinshlab Yechon, Amay Noket Gdi. The Gemara could have asked the Rabbi Yechon, why are you so good? Why do you talk about a Gdi for V'Elcha Guta Yorum? According to you, we should have spoken about an Eved and a Godish. Why are we speaking about a Gdi? So the Teretz is, Gdi Echad and Eved Echad. So the same Teretz you'll say, I'll say the same Teretz.